Welcome to another installment of Instant Equity, a proven real estate system with Mike Cozzola. Go to teachmemike.com and get started now.
You are listening to Instant Equity with Mike Cozzola. This is episode 44. We are live at the auction and amazing things are happening and about to happen. If you can hear the auctioneer in the background, so far Mike and Frankie have bought two properties and everybody's been bidding, but we're at the early stages of the auction and a lot of first timers, a lot of lookers are here. And they don't know what they're doing. One property sold for $70,000. On the Zestimate, it was over $120,000. Take a Zestimate for what it's worth. There's about 800 people here. A lot of the properties have been redeemed, meaning that the owner has paid the back taxes. So that's what we're looking at. So you hear them now. Right now they're rebidding lots of properties of people who won bids but defaulted for one reason or another. If you go up there and you tell the auctioneer, hey, I made a mistake, can you rebid the property? They'll do it. But if you don't, then they just ban you from the auction and you're screwed. The prices, they just rebid a property. It sold for $25,000. Sell for $25,000?
Right on set.
Yeah, and Frankie's estimate, $25,000 to $30,000. Here's another. Not on our list. Not one we're interested in. But here, you can hear them. A lot of action going on. A lot of buys, and we're in the early stages where the prices tend to be much higher than in the later stages of the auction, and you know, everybody is psyched. You know, it's only been going on here for an hour and a half, and a lot of properties have sold, but there's a lot more to go. We got two more days of this, so stay tuned. Just a property right now that was in the midst of the auction and it got paid off. And as a result, there's no auction. They paid their taxes. I'm here with Robbie, old friend of mine. We're reviewing properties and thinking about putting in a couple of offers now. It's pretty exciting, though. I mean, we saw some deals, and people are getting good buys here in spite of the turnout, because most people here are lookers. That's just the way it works. So just giving you some impressions of what's going on. Our group is bidding right now. They're up to $21,000, $23,000, $25,000, $26,000. We bid out.
Sold bidder $590,000 for $26,000.
Sold for $26,000. We had a stop on it of $25,000. Three right now away from the properties we're going to be bidding on. Totally exciting. You can just feel the energy ticking up in the room. You hear the auctioneer. It's just an incredible experience here. Nothing like the high of a live auction. You don't quite get it when you're doing it online on your computer at home, but I think you get the feeling. Unfortunately, the properties we were thinking of bidding on both got redeemed, so we're on to the next phase of the auction, but we have high hopes. Rick in our group is now bidding. He's up to $19,000, $23,000, $28,000, $29,000, $30,000 right here in the middle. $30,000. $32,000, $33,000, $34,000. Bowed out. Too high. We've been priced out of all the properties that we were looking at, but this is the first day of the auction. Nobody's discouraged. You know, there's so many people here now, but the crowd's starting to thin out. There are 800 or 900 people. I'd say it's down to about 600 people by tomorrow, probably looking at 300 or 400 diehards. Some of these people are here just bidding for a specific property, and it's really funny. We saw one property go for $290,000, not sure exactly where, but it went on for about 15 minutes, and there were three bidders down to the very end. It was quite impressive. The crowd applauded afterwards. But you see this over and over again. A lot of people leaving now. They don't know what they're doing here. They're just here to see. They're curiosity seekers. But the diehards stay on. We're still at the auction here. I'm sitting next to Mike. And, Mike, what are your thoughts? What's going on here?
So far they've auctioned a bunch of properties right now, and the crowd here has thinned out to about 20% of what was here. So this is where you're going to see some really good deals. In fact, the auctioneer just auctioned off a duplex right now for $3,200 because only one person bid on it. So people that are looking to buy properties for taxes, this is such a great auction. But I got to let you guys go right now because a couple of the properties that my students and I are looking to bid on are coming up right now.
Thanks, Mike. All right, and we just left the tax deed sale. Me and my partners, Robbie and Lee, we are now the proud owners of a multi-unit dwelling, three units on one lot, and we paid $4,000 for it. We're going out to check it out now. Robbie, how are you feeling now?
It's a natural high. It's a beautiful thing. I've heard about this, and I always wondered how you do it. Can it be done? Can I do it? And sure enough, I could do it. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You have to do your little legwork. You know, you do your due diligence, and it's very hard to really miss. You have multiple exit strategies here. We can any number of things as far as, you know, making the move on this. We could sell it. We could rent it. Whatever you want to do. There's enough room in there. So it's a nice feeling. It's good. I want to do more. Give me more.
More. Hey, Lee, the pictures of the house look pretty decent on Google Street View, don't they?
Yes, they do. We're going to go eyeball it right now to see how accurate the pictures really are.
Well, that time will tell. But look, what the heck can you buy for $4,000? Right? Can you get a decent car for $4,000?
Nope.
Not so much.
Maybe tires.
Yeah, tires for the car. Well, for my car, they're $1,200. I just bought a set.
Uh-huh.
But I could tell you this, that with the contacts that we have here, we'll be able to fix the place up. If we want the rental income, it looks like it's going to be good for somewhere at least $2,000 a month, maybe as much as $2,400 a month in cash flow. The place is 9 bedrooms. That's 3 bedroom units,
really?
Robbie.
I think it's, well, yeah, it is. So what does that come to? I mean, the money that you make in a year, it's I can't even do the numbers.
Well,
the return on your investment is ridiculous. You know?
We're going to have to put something into it. But then again, if there's tenants there and they want to stay, we'll give them lower rent to go do some of the repairs themselves, right?
That's another sweat equity, right? That's what they call sweat equity. That's another option. This is so, like I said, it's not like we went and spent, you know, $30,000. You know, we spent $4,000. I'm still trying to get my mind around it.
It really was $3,900 plus $200.
Was it? That's what it was.
It was $3,900.
It was $4,100. I'm sorry, folks. We lied.
You're exaggerating.
We lied.
No, that's exaggeration.
We lied.
I'm saying $4,000.
Yeah, it's $4,100. It was $4,100. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, hey. So Mike, we know prices are going up in the market here, but can you believe this?
Well, yeah. I mean, so this is a 3-day auction, and just so far by lunchtime, you know, you guys and another one of my students actually bought a property that's worth about $75,000. He paid $10,000 for it, and we went prior to the auction. We checked it out. He knew exactly what he was bidding on. But it's simple supply and demand. You know, people, when there's so many properties available, if you know how to do your homework and you know how to do your research, that's where the money's made, is by understanding how to do the process. And that's what I love teaching my students to do. So we have a quick break. The auction's resuming. Then we have 2 more days of these auctions. So if you want to learn more about this process and how these things work, I mean, there's auctions all over the country. There's going to be thousands of properties auctioned off in the next 3 months in one particular area, and it's just going to be amazing. So if you want to learn more, just go to teachmemike.com. It's all right there for you. You can get started today.
Right, and if you want to subscribe to this podcast, just go over to the iTunes store, type in Gazzola, G-A-Z-Z-O-L-A, and you'll see Instant Equity, and subscribe. That way the show automatically gets delivered to you. And Mike, hey, I can't wait to see what's going to happen next.
This has been another installment of Instant Equity, a proven real estate system with Mike Gazzola. Go to teachmemike.com and get started now.